And if you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, or later, dickwad. And if someone gets upset, you say, chill out. Or you could do combinations.
Chill out, dickwad.
22-minute podcast. Don't want to take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines. Stuff.
Welcome to the 22-minute podcast. My name is Wes Sievertson. Today is Thursday, James Woo! And I am here with James Fass, and joining us now,
woo,
Mike Finley.
Hi, y'all.
What up, Mike?
And I stole his charger because his phone was green.
Yeah, do it.
And mine's struggling.
Do it.
Dang. Mm. And you know, aren't we all kind of, that's, you know, I don't want to say that's an analogy for how we all feel on Thursday.
Struggling?
Yeah, just a little low battery. You know, we wish it was Friday. Or, I mean, for James, he's rocking and rolling. But for the rest of us, it's unfortunately a regular old Thursday. And you may be a little drained, and you only got one more day. And so you know what you do? You say, okay, I'm going to have a coffee on Friday morning. I don't really like to generally do it, you know, too much.
I think this is my last day that I'll be working days for this schedule.
Oh, really?
So I'll be transitioning to nights, and I will take my new form, which is a decrepit, decaying old fuck.
You're not looking forward to nights?
No.
No?
He gets paid a little more, I think, right?
It's kind of, yeah, it does pay a little bit more, but also I hate the summers in Texas. I hate the heat.
That's Honestly, I get it. Yeah, 100%.
Well, you know what you could do, man?
I get to get away from everyone in the building during normal business hours. It's a lot different than walking in by yourself and kind of leaving by yourself.
No, I feel you on that.
Do you have a choice in the matter?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're
I already elected. I told my director that I would do it.
Oh, okay.
Once a year in the summer.
Oh, okay. So it's just like a few months.
The rotational
deal.
Schedule doesn't have to.
It you involves deal with this.
Less people left less often.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So
it's the kind of stuff that I don't want to deal with.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's why whenever my boss was like, you know, there's like, you never know, management position might pop up. He doesn't talk like that.
I wish he did.
Yeah. But I was like, no, that's not me. Because you know what? When someone comes to me and they're like, this person said this, I'm going to be like, yeah, y'all should both stop being bitches and do your job. You know? But then I get fired, you know? So that's why, you know, hey, maybe if I see a sales position open up, that's all remote.
Oh, sure.
And I'll talk to people all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not important. But, you know, I don't know. I would say maybe try to get some cardio just to keep your body feeling active even though it's trying to fight. That helps me whenever I have to switch a schedule because it makes me tired.
Yeah, I'm going to watch a bunch of movies.
Well, it makes me physically tired as well, so then my body kind of chooses to go to sleep when I want it to.
Yeah.
I'm just always tired.
For sure.
And I've only had to do that for 2 weeks when I was working overnights on Claim to Fame.
Oh, okay.
And I realized I was not going to sleep during the day unless I was actually more tired.
Yeah, sure.
Than that. So anyway.
Yeah, this will be my third time.
Oh, so you got a process. You got a pattern.
Tonight, so yeah. Just change your meals up. Change your
Yeah. The whole routine.
But we're getting older, you know.
It gets tougher, dude.
I got to quit. I got to quit. Smoking. Sure. Anything. From a heart. But then I gotta, you know what, then I gotta Google, like, cheapest, not poisonous edibles.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Those two things need to come together. Like, what if I literally have 50 milligrams a day of it? Is it gonna ruin some other part
of
my digestive
organ?
Fucking, you know? I don't know. It's tough. And also not going to cost me like X amount a day or whatever. All right. Let's see. What do we got? On this day in 1775, motherfuckers, George Washington took out his big O axe and officially assumed command of the Continental Army. During the American Revolution, he said, I chopped down a motherfucking cherry tree with this, and I decided I wasn't going to lie about it, and I'm going to chop these lying British fucks down with their goddamn limey fucking... I don't want...
We're one generation removed from them, but...
Yeah, exactly. really they're just the guys who like who want to tax us and we're trying to become rich over here, but whatever.
But I'm still wearing the colonial type wig because I like that shit and I like to stun on them with it.
My teeth are wood, but theirs aren't straight. Anyway, several weeks after being appointed to the position. Oh, okay. So he, interesting. He
it was took like, a little while for.
It seems like he did that with the presidency too. He's like, I guess.
He's like, I guess I'll do it.
I guess. Okay. I guess if you fuckers want me to do this. Yeah, I'm 6'1". You're all 5'7". I know. Anyway, all right. On this day in 1863, some racists got murdered. At the Battle of Gettysburg.
Woo!
You know, if we do invent time travel, right, and we invent it in America, where we obviously have to commodify it, we have to turn it into a service. I really hope that there's like you get an opportunity of like, cool. So this portal is a time travel portal. You just walk through. It's like a door, you know, and you just walk through it. And when you get to the other side. Dude, you will not believe how many Confederate soldiers are just like sleeping. They're just sleeping, dude. It's dark and everything, but guess what? We're going to give you whatever gun you want, dog. Body armor and all that shit. If you want to, you know, how much would you pay for that?
A premium price.
I'm not going to give you a price. You tell me how much you would pay for that. Anyway, but yeah, it's tough, right? You remember the break room where you go and like break?
Break stuff and
talk about a break room.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just going.
I have a time machine.
Oh yeah,
but it only goes forward at regular speed.
I know. I found mine too.
Thanks, James.
It's in my brain. But yeah, dude, can you just imagine showing up like a fucking AK-47 or something or like a?
They'd be like, "What?"
Yeah. Like, I know!
A Mac-10 just juices fucking three armies real quick?
Right. Dang, that'd be cool.
I saved you a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, you can only use time travel if you promise to whatever period of time that you travel to, you promise to go find bigots and oppress them.
What would it have? You did like a Morbius.
Morbius? Morbius, you're right. I'm sorry.
It's Morbin time.
It's Morbin time. Wait, no.
Like Mobius something.
What is his name? I don't remember. I think it's Morbius. Yeah,
well,
it is
Morbius. No, but I'm talking about like the whatever
Tony
uses in the end game. He uses like a Mobius band, I think is what it is. So
a Mobius strip.
There it is. There it is. Sure. So that way you can actually come back to the actual.
Let's make things change. Let's change. I mean, you know, yeah, I don't care. Let's change this. I don't. Who fucking cares?
Right. No, I guess you're right.
Like, I think the problem is like, whenever people talk about the consequences of time travel, it's like. Maybe this person doesn't live. This person doesn't live. I guess. Yeah. So that's tough. You could send me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, sorry, Mike. I don't know about your daughter.
Well, hey, you can do this, but you're not coming back to this time.
Okay. So yes, if you promise, if like the way that it works, and we know it's established, is like you're creating a new timeline, so you don't have to fuck with other people's life. You just unfortunately lose. Effectively your life.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would do it.
That would be neat. Yeah.
I'd be like, let's have a funeral while I'm here. You know what I mean? Let's party. Let's do this. I'll drink. We're going to do it. You know, I'm going to go into this other universe, hung the fuck over because we're doing the funeral. And then I'd go. And then the only thing I'd try to do is all of a sudden you would just be like, you'd be having like a nice picnic with your daughter in a park or something. And like, you just it'd be the you know there's no wind. It's a perfect day. There's no wind. It's perfectly clear. There's just a few clouds in the sky, and it's a perfectly green tree in front of you. And all of a sudden, just like all of the leaves fall, and then you'd know, I made it.
Fuck you.
That's me communicating to you from another timeline. James is so unimpressed.
He made it.
He hates it.
A little tear falls from my eye.
Yeah.
Daddy, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, your daughter's okay. Scared. And you're like, it's fine.
It's okay. So fucking good. Sorry. So lame, but so good.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love it.
If I got the opportunity to write for a network television show, that's what I'd do. I would make fun of it.
Yeah.
But also, I'd be like,
"Oh, it'd be so great."
But I'd pretend like it took me hours, and I'd have some explanation. Don't No one send them this if it happens, okay? No one send them this audio slash video. Let's move on. On this day in music history, on this day in 1968, the Doors released their third studio album, Waiting for the Sun, with the single Hello Bumpa, I Love Bumpa, and anyway, yeah, I used to jam that,
yeah,
for sure. I had all their CDs. The Doors were like one of the first like edgelord bands that I got
into.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Someone claims to have found evidence that Jim Morrison's still alive.
Oh, neat.
And he's like a postal worker in the Northeast.
Nice.
But he went to Frogland. You're telling me he came back?
And why decided to be a postman in Vermont?
Yeah, why wouldn't he stay in France?
That's a great question.
Because he's an American.
He never seemed to care.
He also died 3 years later after the release of this record. Wild stuff.
Yeah. Not on the
same
day,
though. Was
he one
of the 23-year-old white lighter?
What's that?
He one of the white lighter guys?
I don't know what that means.
White lighter guys?
Yeah.
So, like, apparently, Hank Williams. Jimi Hendrix and, like, all these people had, like, a white lighter when they died very young.
Oh.
I remember hearing something like that.
Interesting.
The 20 people in the 27 Club or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
or maybe it was more than
they
just
were, like, 27 years old and they died with a white lighter or something.
Interesting.
He is a part of the 27?
Yeah, he is.
You know, I think I'm ready to get famous now that I've cleared that. Mm-hmm. Like I feel safe. Like so. Like I'm really glad.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, I'm really glad it didn't happen before. No, I'm sorry. What does famous even fucking mean anymore? I mean, honestly, no one listens to music the same way.
So, no, it's true.
So even that idea of being like whatever that ego-driven, what's the word, like, veil that you wanted to build of whatever idea of a rock star you had or movie star or astronaut, fucking pilot, anything.
Oh, you
want
to drive a Corvette?
Yeah, you know, exactly. It all has its accessories and it becomes this thing. I mean, none of that exists anymore. So it's not even possible if you wanted it, and it also always came with like purposeful baggage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Anyway, being famous, you know what? Being famous should just like, hey, are other people paying your bills?
Right.
And you're just talking. You're famous. You know.
Congratulations.
There's no list anymore. There's no A list. There's no B list. There's Brad Pitt, and then the guy who has like 5,000 people paying him $2 a month on YouTube. Same.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Anywho, so live your dream.
Live your dream.
Live your dream. Scout, live your dream. any other child who sees this, live your dream.
Live your dream.
Okay, we're 1969.
Yep.
Wow, I fucked that one up. Nick Drake's debut record, Five Leaves Left, is released. I don't know that I listened to anything from this one, but I'm glad to know he was rocking and rolling on this day, 1969. Took too many pills, bro. You shouldn't have done that. On this day in 1981, Foreigner drops their fourth album. It's called Four. That makes sense.
Yeah.
With the singles Urgent, Waiting for a Girl Like You, and Jukebox Hero.
I've been waiting. For a girl like you to come into my life.
Man, whose mom didn't jam that in the fucking car on the way to school?
You know what I mean?
Or probably on the way home. If you're playing that in the AM drive, you're wrong. You're fucking wrong. That needs to start after 2 p.m. People need to have the chance to have made it at least to the bar and had like a beer before you can be playing that shit.
It's true. Yeah.
Jukebox Heroes is good for probably AM. You know, gets you pumped.
No.
No, the theme doesn't line up, but I think it still gets you pumped.
I think maybe Urgent, though.
I don't remember Urgent. How's that go?
Urgent.
Dude, I don't know that
emergency
one. I think you're right.
Okay.
Honestly, it sounds like one, upbeat, and two, ambiguous enough that, yes, good for the morning. You're not having
super
to think
gay.
Of it. Like, I don't want to listen to Radiohead necessarily in the morning. It needs to be about 11 a.m. before I
Sure.
Give me
or
some
Golden
Tannis.
Hour.
Yeah,
you just ate
absolutely.
At a restaurant, and you're like drinking some wine. You're like, yeah, I should kill myself.
100%. Dude, this guy gets it. This guy, I don't know where he's at. Blah, 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 blah. On the same 2009, Florence and the Machine's debut. Is this the what's her name? Is this Queenie?
Queenie?
Yeah, from
Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
She's somebody.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is she Florence?
Is she not Florence?
I have no idea.
Which one
is her name? Florence?
She's either Florence or...
Or the Machine.
Or she's singing. She's a singer for something.
Florence and the Machine.
She's a singer for something.
It's Florence Welch.
That makes sense. And but, then, I mean, I don't know her name. No, she's a singer. She's a singer for something. We're going to find out.
She's going to be a star.
She's a star in so many ways, and we need to validate it.
Put on the big screen.
Verify.
Come on.
What's
I'm Googling
her name?
Slow.
Oh, yeah. We, you think, right. You're like, ah, well, I'll find it through here. Ah, I should have Googled this other
Allison
name.
Sudol.
Okay, but what's her band? What's her band?
Allison Sudol, singer-songwriter.
Yeah, what's her band? You're going to recognize it. This is taking forever.
Yeah,
it's
is.
It's not your fault.
Jesus. I guess it was a solo artist.
No, dude. No, dude. I know, but she went by a moniker, bro.
Not it.
She, a Fine Frenzy?
A Fine Frenzy. Okay. Okay. See, I mean, not as popular, but like, you know.
I don't know. I've never heard.
Oh, well. Okay. I think we played it at Vans or PacSun or something. No, probably not PacSun. Vans.
Vans.
Because that's probably when she was doing shit. Anyway, okay. Listen, one day maybe someone will be listening to this, and the moment I say... Is that a, what's her name, Queenie? They're screaming, a Fine Frenzy! It's a Fine Frenzy!
Fucking guy, Fine Frenzy.
You know, we're going to do a headline, all right?
Okay.
I saw that red jumpsuit apparatus.
Yes.
Right when he was taking a drink. Which, like, honestly, you're kind of giving. You're giving.
Oh, yeah, the red jumpsuit vibes?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no.
Do you feel like a man when you piss your around? Do you feel better now?
I was just going to say more that era. I wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, red jumpsuit apparatus. But definitely like 2009, you know.
I definitely can feel it for sure.
It's the cutoffs, too.
Yeah. No, it's true.
But you look good.
It's everything about my attire.
There's no question he looks good.
Well, I'll tell you, my friend, one day this world's going to end.
Anyway,
so yeah, cut me off now, please.
So it was a headline about red jumpsuit apparatus all being like, no, we don't support Donald Trump. And I was like, why is this relevant?
No,
wait, though, are they Christian? Yes, because that's basically what they were saying. It's like, why would they support Christian? Yeah. Why would we support Donald Trump? He's a fake Christian, that kind of thing, you know.
Good for them.
Well, it just is weird to me. Like this is.
I didn't know they were still relevant.
They're not. The only reason it's a story is because yes, there's some paper that's like, oh, this ties in Christian values and being against Donald Trump. Yeah, that's the only reason. It's the only reason. Could have been any band. Could have been literally any band. Godsmack could have come out and been like, we're changing our name to Devil Smack. You know what I mean?
We're not the ones who's so far away.
It's not about heroin anymore. It's about my struggle with Christ, but I found him. By the way, if you didn't know, Christ is spelled with an O. Christ.
Christ.
Jesus Christ. Christ. It's from that video. You know what I'm talking about? Of that, like, I think it's a Hispanic dude who's like kind of doing like, is he like dancing and like going, Jesus Christ. And he's like reading from the Bible and shit. He's
I love it. At home. Oh my God.
He's wearing a red shirt. It's awesome. Check it out. Give it a Google.
Dope.
On this day in, nope. Cha-cha.
Action.
All right. On this day in TV and film history, on this day in 1985, biggin. A biggin, guys.
Nice.
Even if... Well, I need to take a sip. Anyway, ooh. It's a little frog. Not a Frenchman.
Oh, I was going to say.
Frenchman in my throat, right? Watch out.
How's that, a Frenchman
lock
in
up,
your throat?
Lock up your daughters. Anyway. Speaking of lock up your kids, on this day in 1985, look out, your mom's trying to fuck you. Back to the Future comes out.
Oh, they probably just call you Cal.
They very nearly predicted the Cubs World Series win.
No, wild. I wish you could go back. Put
they
a couple
like a year or two
on
off
the Cubbies.
Put some money on the Cubbies.
Man, they know how to write a script.
Robert Zemeckis?
Like, shout out Zemeckis.
Why would you say Cubs whenever Cubbies is so much more fun?
It is so much more fun.
You know what? And if it also fit and you wanted to say funner, if it's more funner, then funner.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we're going to funner.
Funner.
No, Back to the Future's great. Mm-hmm. All the sequels are great. Mm-hmm. If they ever fucking tried to remake it.
Absolutely not.
You need to burn this world down.
Yeah, absolutely
this
not.
The whole place. Like,
I think
no
there are
sense.
Too many fanatics to push against that to fucking happen.
Like if you want to do a sequel, I can't. Okay. But you need to have one of the two, if not both, while they're still alive. Yeah. And if they want to try to hand something off,
the keys.
Requel. Has to be a requel.
I don't know, dude. That's tough. I don't know. That is tough.
Back to the Future generations, dude.
Mm.
Only if you can hand it off with the actual actors. I don't care how shaky the camera might need to be.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
I think handing it off might be a little shaky. I agree.
Right. Maybe we do it with both hands. Maybe we firmly grab it with both hands as we hand it off.
Did you shake up this soda?
No, I mean, I got it from the
fridge.
Anyway, all right. On this day in 1987. Adventures in Babysitting. I watched this a lot as a kid, but I don't remember it.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I know, I loved it.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with the babysitter.
Is this Arquette?
No.
Christina Applegate?
Yeah.
No, that's Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter.
Is it Jennifer Jason Leigh?
No. I don't remember her name.
Jennifer Beals?
We got to figure out. I'm looking it up. On this day in 1991, the greatest movie of all time is released. Okay, maybe it's my favorite movie, and I don't actually think it's like the best movie ever. But
it is so fucking good.
It is my favorite movie of all time. Terminator 2 Judgment Day is released. Oh, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Last one!
Ba-dum, ba-dum. Last one!
I think about that. It randomly pops into my brain far more often than it should, and I just get a good old chuckle.
You know, all of that just pops into my brain way too much. So, yeah. We all suffer now from it. What was I fucking looking up? Shit.
Adventures in Babysitting.
On this day, thank you, Terminator 2. It's Elizabeth Shue. It's Elizabeth Shue, who only a few years later will say, "Yeah, sure, I'll play a hooker. Here's my tits." In an Academy Award-winning film, Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm. That movie's so sad.
It is, but then also she's beautiful. It's very conflicting. It really shows you how you can be depressed and horny.
She replaces Jennifer in Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, that's right, dude.
That's wild. Ooh.
Forgot all about that.
Wild stuff. Yeah.
Circles.
Yeah, I love it.
Connections. I love associations. It. Breasts. It's all great.
Yum.
Go ahead.
On this day.
No, okay. I wanted the noise.
I just said yum. No, this one.
Yeah, you gotta go yum.
Oh, yum.
Okay, all right, we got it. Yeah, there it is. There it is, guys. You're welcome. I'm dying. No, I'm joking. Okay. On this day, 1996. Independence Day is released. Hey, boys.
Oh, I love that guy so much.
Yeah, except in real life, man.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's what I call a close encounter.
but yes, he saved the world. We need to respect him and his. He did it with a jet. He didn't do it with a duster or whatever, with a prop plane, with a two-seater.
Yeah, but 6 years later, farm's he over would do it there. With a neuralizer.
Hmm.
Yes, okay, good. I was like, I didn't hear what either of these guys said.
Because by the time I was like, oh, James said something. Fuck, I don't know what he said. Oh, okay.
I had to also do that.
Oh, I loved it. I was like, this is going to happen, isn't it? Yes. Okay. On this day in 2002, Men in Black 2.
Yeah.
Is released. You know, they hadn't jumped the shark yet, guys.
No, it's true.
So it was still good. It was still fun. It was still funny. And they still had Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
So. I think, did the third one have Tony? I don't know. Probably.
I don't remember.
They probably knew they needed to pay him to be there.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Mr. Monk himself.
Yes. Oh, we've gone way over. So we're going to end it right now.
Okay. Well,
all right,
bye, y'all.
Bye.